The survivors group spent almost 3 hours with Cardinal Sean Brady and the representatives of four religious orders who ran the homes where much of the physical and sexual abuse is said to have happened. Both the Cardinal and the orders gave a guarantee that they would cooperate with the upcoming Stormont inquiry. It'll investigate abuse in church and state-run institutions stretching back almost 70 years. John McCourt is a spokesman for the survivors group. He said the religious orders told them an audit of records was already underway in an attempt to establish any documents linked to allegations of abuse.
That's a start. You know, part of the difficulty, particularly with any kind of inquiry, is ensuring that you have paper backup for any allegations or any reports that would have existed. They currently have people trawling through the archives and files to see what they can put together. What we're hoping is that what they will bring out will be everything that they have.
The first part of the Stormont inquiry, where victims tell their stories in private, could start within months. The more formal part, where witnesses are called and documents produced, will need a change in the law and could still be some way off.